起起起空洞。
Every Tuesday night.Radio CUC English. Now I'm gonna say, see, countdown is what I wanna do. Music we love, we share it with you. Say, woo-hoo,
woo-hoo,
it's for you.
For you.
Music love us, it's gone together. So on the radio, we shout our love is into. Music Fest is waiting for you.
I'm Connie.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Melinda.
I'm Kate.
I'm Esprit.
I'm Scarlett.
I'm Betty.
I'm Green Man.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to our top five. I'm your old friend, Melinda.
Hi, everyone. I'm fresh here. I'm Bella. And today's top five is hosted by my senior sister, Melinda, and I.
Okay, let's see which song are going to the top of the pop charts.
The first song is Backward.From Iggy Azalea. Melinda, do you know something about her?
Yeah, of course. She's a very famous rapper from Australia. Moreover, she did out very well in America.
That's true. The song Backward was one of the singer's new album, The New Classic, which was released on 2014, April 22nd.
And then, let's enjoy the up-tempo song, Back For It.That's really a fast beat song. And now let me recommend a similar style song to you. I bet that will be your cup of tea.
Uh-huh, then you tell me.
It's Tov Lo's Habit, ranking the fourth in the pop chart.
Wow, you know I love Tov Lo, so it must be listenable.
Okay, let's see how it did sound like.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave for you home.
Hey Melinda, did you ever hear the song Stay With Me?
Yes, of course I did. It's really a hit.It is a lead-off single in an album in The Lonely Hour, which was released on 2014, June 17th.
So, if you don't like previous two up-tempo songs, maybe you will fall in love with this gentle song, Stay With Me.
Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control.Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me?
I love you.
she said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in, a week later returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights, then I put it on pause until the...
Okay, my turn to recommend a song. Here I want to recommend Don't Forget the great singer and composer Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran? Cool, I love his songs. How about the rhythm of the song?
Just like the previous two up-tempo songs, but maybe more relaxing.
So you mean it's a strong beating song?
Nothing better than listening to the song yourself, and you will find the answer.
She knows, take aim and reload. I don't wanna know that, babe.
Couple weeks, I only wanna see her. We drink away the days with a takeaway pizza. Before a text message was the only way to reach her. Now she's staying at my place and loves the way I treat her. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature. And never wants to sleep, I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we...
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I...
Today, Top 5's last song is Can't Take My Eyes Off You, one of my favorite songs.
Oh, really? An old song, but also really pleasant to hear.
Yeah, you know, like, this song has plenty of cover versions.
And which version do you want to recommend for us today?
John Barrowman, I love his version most. Then, let's enjoy this old but open song. That's all of our top 5. Thank you for your listening.
I'm Melinda.
I'm Bella.
See you next week.
Shaka, hookah, shaka. Oh my god, Snami, are you humming the song Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede? I love that song.
Yes, Gloria, I am. Nowadays, people don't really listen to old 70s pop music. I'm surprised that you know this song.
Well, you are all lucky today because we are going to share a movie that recently got famous in its offbeatness, Guardians of the Galaxy.
The soundtrack itself seemed destined to be a favorite months before the film even hit the theaters. The song that I was humming, Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling, proves to us that it has staying power, and let's have a blast of it.
I think James Gunn, the director, really did a great job on choosing the songs for the movie. It just fit in so well. I wonder how he did it.
Well, that is because Gunn included the song in the scripts. The thing he was looking for were accessibility and the tracks who are semi-familiar, ones you recognize but may not be able to name off the top of your head.
I have to admit, he's a genius. The film is hilarious but also wit and ironic at the same time, and it doesn't just come from the dialogue.
I agree. It also pops up in the music cues. He uses happier songs to help illustrate sadder, more complicated moments. For example, there is really nothing like hearing Ooh Ooh Child when a group of heroes are about to fight a man husband or murdering everyone in his path.
But surprisingly, the underlying positivity of Madeira's Quail that gets Peter through these situations. Now let's hear Ooh Ooh Child and listen to the happy rhythm it brings to us.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday.
Listening to all this music, it makes me think of how hard he need to pay in order to choose those songs from a mountain of 70s songs.
I heard that he started the process by reading the Billboard charts for all the top hits of the 70s. He downloaded a few hundred songs and from that made the iTunes playlist of about 120 songs, which fit the movie tonally.
I know that not only he would listen to the songs, but also the actors too. Just like what he said, when you see the characters strutting down the hallway to cherry bombs, they were really strutting down the hallway to cherry bombs.
And I agree, not only he would be inspired to create a scene around the song, it also helps the actors and the camera operators to find the perfect groove for the shot.
Well, now let's listen to the song that the character strutting down the hallway, Cherry Bomb.
So, that's all for our sharing today. Hope you enjoyed it and have a great week. And make sure to tune in next Tuesday at the same time for more in the Moment Moment section. Bye! Bye.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend, she's upset.
Dun 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 dun! Welcome to today's B Plus. I'm GM and...
This is Joey.
This is Yum.
And today we have three special guests. Who are they?
This is Hachi.
And this is L.
Welcome now.
This is Will.
No, he's Pinky. Okay. So our topic today is what? Is what? Joey, you tell us.
It's talk something about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Has been here the whole time. If you could see, I'm the one who understands you. Been here all along, so why can't you see? You belong with me.
You belong with me.
I recall that I found her when I was in middle school. Yeah, she is also a teenage girl, and I heard the song You Belong With Me. Yeah, and it really, how to say?
Touched me.
A little bit, touched me. For I was a silly little girl. I think the song is so, how to say, sweet, energetic. And I just started learning guitar. The song is so easy playing on guitar, so that I love that song so much. And so I loved her when I was in middle school. Totally. Yeah. But afterwards, when I grew up, but it seems that she is still a teenage girl, how to say, for me.
Yeah.
But everyone has different opinions. So what about you, Joey?
I think the rhythm of her songs are good, and the lyrics is really easy to read. I mean, you can learn that very easily for English learner.
Okay, so how about you, Yang?
So the same as you too. Not me the same as you too. It's my classmate in my middle school, in my high school. You know, that those girls like Taylor Swift when they are young. They may like her music style, or may like her, may like her appearance.
Yeah.
But about me, I don't like her.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why, but she's so tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she's
what?
So tall.
You
almost
call me
over
just because he's just
one,
tall.
180 centimeters high.
So what? She can't find a
so that he can so that he cannot date her. No.
Yeah.
So I tell you the reason. I'm not tall, so she's tall, so I feel much pressure.
Hey, yeah. So Pinky, you can date her. You are over 180 centimeters, right? So talk about, tell us your feelings about Taylor Swift.
Well, I knew her from when I saw Hunger Games. One of her songs was called Safe and Sound.
Oh, I like that song.
I love that song.
And yeah, that was how I actually started to listen to her songs.
But that song is really new.
No, not
a few years ago, just
still old. You know,
2 or 3 years ago.
No, when I was in
I saw that movie like in my
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the song is
I heard. Yeah. Until now, I think Safe and Sound is the best song of hers. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think so? So let's listen to Safe and Sound. I remember that you told when we have interview, you told us you like her.
I don't have a favorite singer, and the truth is, pick her, and I like her voice actually, but somebody said she's very bitchy, so because she has great amount of extra lovers, I don't like it.
Doesn't matter. So, do you have something to tell us about Taylor Swift?
Okay, she, in her songs, she writes about her feelings, and then her feelings were portrayed as something like a bitchy, insane, a desperate girlfriend in need of a boyfriend who's gonna marry her or somehow. So she's kind of like, she's not innocent, but she really has some bitchy qualities in her. But she, at the same time, she really has some talents, and she is a genuine rock star that leads a lot of generations. And all in all, I think she is some kind of a big shot in today's music industry. So I think.
Really?
Yeah. So
you know,
I don't like her very much, but also I don't loathe her. So.
Yeah, I have to say that nowadays she changed a lot. Do you think so?
Yeah.
When she first showed up as a singer, she was her songs are always in country style, right?
Yeah.
I like her because
guitar
or banjo. Yeah, I think her songs is so country, and her songs is more catchy than other country songs. So I like her. But nowadays, I don't think her songs can say like country song. It's more and more in
common.
Pop style.
Yeah,
I know that. So how to say, people always change, and it's good or bad. Maybe everyone has his own own opinion.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's good. Better than not.
Take a deep breath and walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day.
So ask you guys a question. So do you prefer Taylor Swift's songs now or back then?
Back then, I suppose.
Really?
Better. Yeah.
Pick a song you like best.
Like 15 or Love Story or...
Yeah, that's a great song. So what about you, Yang? You prefer her songs nowadays or back then?
Back then? I haven't heard a lot of her songs nowadays. Maybe I heard some of them, but I don't remember the names. So when I know her, I was maybe a 13 or 15 year old boy. So at that time, I'm a little bit childish, so I don't know a lot about the whole world, so some deep meanings in the songs, I can't understand, but now I understand them, so I don't think the song is very, so I don't, the song is very profound, it's a little bit shallow, so... Gradually, I don't like her.
So, what about our special guest? You first, Pinky.
Do you prefer her songs nowadays or back then?
Well, I intend to keep a neutral opinion, and I enjoy music as how if they sound good, not because of their artist. And before, some people say that all her music were too country, so maybe this is the reason why she changed her style. And compared to singers like Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, her change is not that much. So,
okay, I agree with you.
So maybe it's just a change of style, maybe she's just trying to go with the flow. And it's up to the... As long as there's people who like it, then it's still... She's still considered as a successful singer. I think that's my thing.
Wow. I think what you said is so great. So what about you two?
Haji, come. Fine. I think both are nice. Because I don't really care about her.
What about you?
So cool.
Yeah, tall and cold.
She's not my favorite artist, so I think I'm fine with both. I mean, the previous one and her latest styles. I think her latest styles and genres, she adds many diversity. She adds diversity into it. So I think... Maybe her latest songs, they have, I think they have some special qualities that she adds electronic and different genres into it. So makes her song like pop songs and indie pop songs. So it's not so country as before. I think it's her choice, and we shouldn't make too many comments on it.
Wow, great. Yeah, who's your favorite singer?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe Adam Levine. I like him not because of his song, but because of his personality. I think he's really a cute person. Yeah,
like
not just about his looks. Recently Adam Levine, the lead vocalist of Maroon 5. Adam Levine is not a gay. He just married Bahati.
Adam Lambert is gay.
So this is all for today, C+. So today we had a discussion about Taylor Swift and talks about our personal opinion to her. So I think it's fun, right? Right?
Yeah. Do you enjoy this, our special guest? Say yes together. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I love you guys. You're so adorable. So cute. So this is all for today. C+. See you next week.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Radio CAC. I'm Will, and welcome to tonight's Classic and Classical. After a busy day, why don't you join me and listen to this song? Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The song that I'll be introducing to everyone tonight is Battle Cry by NewJeans. The song comes from an anime series called Samurai Champloo, directed by Shinichi No Watanabe. Samurai Champloo tells a story of three strangers in an alternate version of Tokugawa era, also known as the Edo period. They come together on a journey across Japan and their search for the samurai who smells of sunflowers. During their journey, they would often be separated from each other, but in the end, they will always come across each other again. Although this anime series had a traditional background, the song had no trouble blending in. As a matter of fact, I felt that this song was meant for this anime series. The song has a strong jazz and hip-hop influence, which creates a soothing, nostalgic sound. If you have the time, I really recommend you to watch this anime series and enjoy the many songs that are in this anime. Well, that's all for tonight's Classic and Classical. I'm Will, and I'll see you all next week.
Good evening, my audience friends. Welcome to Tidal Wave, the music news. I am Hachi, your new anchor this time. In the following 3 minutes, I'll share with you guys 3 singles and 1 piece of information for a coming event. First, as you can see, Blank Space, sung by Taylor Swift, expected to be the champion of Billboard in the next week. Seems a self-mockery for countless sex lovers, but to be honest, it sounds nice. The single Fruit, sung by Marina the Diamonds, was released. It's a perfect mixture of retro music and electronic music. Outside, sung by Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, was released in November 12th. I bet you will fall in love with her charming voice. Home to Mama, sung by Justin Bieber and Cody Simpson, was released in November 13th. Something about it, isn't it? Lana Del Rey is supposed to sing the theme song for the movie Big Eyes. It will be released at the end of this month. Don't you want to enjoy it before the movie's on? And the last one I would like to share with you, something about the American Music Award. It will be held in November 23rd, and the list of new guests was just announced. Guess what? The singer of the popular song Little Apple, Chopsticks Brothers, are invited to attend it. Is that weird? No, of course we want to see more Asian faces on that stage. Alright, let's just stop here today. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Focus on our C-Countdown.
By listening to all these musics, did you enjoy yourself, my beloved audience? See you next time.
Hello, I'm Florian. You're listening to See Come Down. Tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., Dream to the Ivy League will bring you the University of Berlin. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.